Okay, so let's get ourselves in a nice relaxed position.
In this chair.
Whatever position. Last week someone was lying on the floor. That's also good.
Yeah, you can lie on the floor.
But he's not here now.
He's not here now. Well,
he's
on vacation. He's on vacation.
Carried him out later.
Okay, so anyway, just get your feet in a comfortable position. You want to take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. You should be totally relaxed. Nothing should be pressing on your body that makes you feel uncomfortable. And just think about what you're thinking for a few moments until you're able to bring it to a black screen. Just relax. Get a nice Shabbos. And just note any thoughts that are coming to you. And if a thought is coming to you, you could think about it. Or if you want to focus on your breath, like we've been doing, find something that will get you in a nice, relaxed position and really not thinking much of anything. So we'll leave you with that for a little while. Okay, you have a black screen, and we're about to open a door. There's a door in your black screen. It's pretty quiet, pretty still. And now you're slowly opening the door, and as you're opening the door, you're hearing a confluence of all kinds of noise. You're hearing the chattering of people speaking, lots of different people talking about all kinds of different things. Lots of chirping here and there, all over the place. And the door is opening up in front of you. And as the door opens more and more, the noise is getting louder. And yes, my goodness, there's hundreds of people in this room, hundreds. There's men dressed up in nice suits. Visualize everyone in a nice suit with a tie, fancy clothes, women wearing elegant dresses. There's hundreds of people here. They have all come to be at a wedding of someone who they love and care for. Take a look at the guys. Could look at the men's clothing. Look at those fancy tuxedos. Oh, man. Very elegant clothing. Beautiful ties. Visualize the wedding that you would enjoy most being at. So if you're very Haredi, it's going to be a lot of black colors in your wedding scheme. Not so Haredi, all kinds of colors. And the women, elegant party dresses. And if you want to feel happy about it, you know, imagine that you fit really well in your party dress. And Everyone's looking so elegant. And there's a room full of excitement. There's excitement, there's anticipation. As you've walked in, you're looking to find the parents of the groom or the parents of the bride, whichever one invited you. And look at everybody's face. Look at their faces. Everybody's so happy. They're smiling, they're talking, they're sampling the wow, it's one of the most best Viennese tables I've seen in a long time. Now look at that whole huge, huge table of petit fours, gooey chocolate fudge, or apple crisps. Look at those beautiful things, and the hors d'oeuvres are coming around. Oh, my favorite hors d'oeuvres. Oh, yes. Chopped liver on a cracker. Or others like sushi is being brought. Visualize your favorite hors d'oeuvres are being brought to you. And there's a lavish bar with the most premium scotch that you could think of. And there's a couple of your friends. Good friends, they came to the wedding too. People that you really are happy with, and you're going over to them, schmoozing with them. Hundreds of people in the room, and everybody's like really, really happy to be here. They're so happy because you see the chassan was getting on in years, and a lot of people never thought he was going to finally pick a girl. And the kala, also such an amazing girl. And you yourself even tried to make a shidduch for her a few times. Never quite worked. You tried to make a shidduch for the boy. Never quite worked. And finally the girl, the boy is 29, the girl is 27. Finally they're going to get married. And he's just mulling around in the crowd. And just enjoying the good food, the good drinks. And the best part of this all is as you're taking that third scotch already, you're not going to gain any weight from this meditation. So that for sure should make you happy. The best food you want to eat that you've been holding back on, that real gooey chocolate fudge. It's just melting in your mouth. And no calories going to be gained with this. And there's a good friend you haven't seen in a long time. You've never had a chance to chat with that friend for a while. One of your best friends. That best friend came from out of town to be at this wedding. Oh, you have so much to catch up on. And you're chatting away, lots of great anticipation. And then you've been doing this for a few minutes, and you've had your hors d'oeuvres, and this was like a really good day because there was lots of hors d'oeuvres, and they didn't run out this time. So you really had a lot of them. And now you're, there's the parents, there's the father of the groom. Look at that smile. Look at that smile. Man, you never remembering him that smiling that much in his whole life. Mom is from ear to ear. And the father, the groom, the brothers, all smiling. And the ladies who are looking at the mother of the groom, smiling, radiant. Such a good, good, happy environment. You're so happy for this chassan and this kala. Just think about that. Take in all that festive. Are you picking up the music in the background? The violin that's playing in the background? Some other piano music that's playing in the background? You go over to the flowers, and there's some flowers at the tables, and put your nose right by those beautiful orchids. Wow, that smells good. Oh, and there's a buffet section you missed. Oh, you know, your nose has picked it up. The garlic. Oh, the garlic. Those meatballs. Ah, oh, they're mouth-watering. And you take a couple meatballs on your plate. And you take a meatball and another scotch. It's going down good. Wow, you haven't had so much fun in ages. You don't have to worry about children, because they're all grown up. No babysitter's going to call you. Just taking in, it's pure joy, pure joy. The music is playing. The room smells. As a matter of fact, you can pick up many, many different scents of perfume in such a room if you're really smelling well. Lots of perfume. The music is just right, not too loud, not too soft. Everyone's dressed so nicely. And that's interrupted as the band begins the Badekin. There you see now, the groom is far away in the other corner, entering the room. His father to his right, his father-in-law to his left, the rabbi next to them. And you're beginning to hear the clarinet. You're beginning to hear all the singing and the clapping. But much faster. Much faster. And people are jumping up and down. Oh, and somebody just put his hand around you. Some Lubavitcher, he put his hand around you. And now you're jumping up and down. And you're jumping up and you're kicking it up. And the chassan is smiling and the father is smiling and the father-in-law is smiling. And there a little bit to the back, a little behind them is the grandfather who's going a little slower. And he's smiling. And they're moving closer to the kala. And as they're moving, they're creating all the ladies, it's like the parting of the sea. And all the ladies, and if you're one of the ladies, got a little bit, pushed a little bit to the side to make room. And the noise is getting louder. The band is playing louder. The sound is crashing. But not too loud, because we don't like too loud weddings. The kol sason, the kol simcha, kol chatan, the kol kala. And if you got lucky this time, you usually get pushed all the way to the back. You never get to see what happens. Somehow you got pushed to the front. And you happen to be right in front of the chasen. Right in front of the chasen. To the side. And the chasen's walking very happily. And he pauses as he now takes a look for the first time in a whole week at his radiant kala, the most gorgeous white gown. The kala is so, so beautiful. Her hair is immaculate. She looks radiant. And you, for a moment, you're gazing into the chassan's eyes. And from the chassan's eyes, you gaze into the kala's eyes. You could just see how the two of them are locked. one looking at the other. And everyone's dancing and the noise level's getting higher. The excitement is even greater. And you notice next to the Kala, the mother who, the hundreds and hundreds of calls that she had to make for her daughter for years and years, and all the refusals and the broken dates and the broken this, and now she's here. Mother is just gushing. And yes, there's a few tears of joy streaming down her makeup. And the mother-in-law is so fortunate, such a wonderful future daughter-in-law. The joy is so amazing. It's so amazing. And the band is playing louder. You're really feeling such joy. The chasen, the kala, abayis nema b'yisrael. Okay, you're not that close because the chasen now gets close to the kala, says a few words that only the kala can hear. The band is drowning it out, but whatever they're saying, those are words that are coming from the heart and penetrating the heart. And then he reaches up. He takes that outstandingly beautiful veil, brings it back over the kala, and he turns around, and there, and people are going, whoa, all kinds of great sounds, whooping it up, and they're carrying the chasen away. Wow, this is the best wedding you've been to in a long time. You quickly shift, and you're seeing the chuppah. And you see the chasen and kala under the chuppah, and they're coming right to the end of the chuppah. The chasen has his kittel on. The kala is next to the chasen, and they're just finishing singing Imesh Kachech Yerushalayim. Getting a good view, better than the photographer. You see the rabbis putting the glass under the chassan's foot. You take a look out into the audience, hundreds of people looking at everybody's face. This is a really beautiful wedding because somehow everyone forgot to bring their cell phone. So everybody's looking only at the chassan and the kala. And just as they finished, Tishkach Yemini, and they're finished, Chasen raises his foot up, brings it down. Mazel Tov! And the band goes wild. Everyone goes wild. Everybody runs over. Running over to the chasen, hugging the chasen. Running over to the kala, hugging the kala. Everyone's hugging everybody. Hugging and hugging and hugging and squeezing and hugging. The women to the women, the men to the men. The father gives his daughter a hug. The mother's giving her son a hug. The two father-in-laws are hugging each other. The two mother-in-laws are hugging each other. The father-in-law's hugging the rabbi. The final is giving you a big hug now. Oh, he gave me a squeeze. Oh, what a squeeze. Oh, wow. And they're all dancing the chasen away. Dancing the chasen away. Every face smiling. And now you're at your seat at the wedding. And you're in the middle of the first course. Beautiful, succulent piece of fish. And as you're working on that fish, and they're coming around with wine, you've got a glass of wine and fish. And now you're hearing that music in the background. That's the music. You know what's happening next. They're getting ready to introduce for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Mazel Tov. And the classic wedding music begins. You all know it. It's going through your mind. The band is loud. The chassan's coming. The boys are pulling him over, dancing with him. The kala's pulled over to her side. Girls are dancing with her. You're on your side of the mechitza. And you get into it and you're dancing. And the dancing is so many people. And it's tight. And you're just dancing and you're smiling and looking at everybody's face and everybody's so happy. And just dancing and dancing. And as we continue to dance, the sweat starts going down your neck. But it's a good sweat. It's a good sweat. And you're dancing and dancing. Unbelievable. You didn't know you could dance so long. And after the first few dances, of course, now they're putting the chassan down on his chair. And the four biggest, strongest guys you ever see, whoop, yank him up. He's on top. Way, way on top. And look at his face. Look at the chassan's face. Look at his face. He's clapping and they're giving him a towel. And on the other side, the women are looking at the kala's face. She's on a chair. And they're coming to the mechitza. And the men can only see the chassan with the towel and there's somebody yanking on the other side of the towel. And the girls on their side, the women on their side, they see the kala with her towel and someone, but they can't make out who is yanking out of the other side. And they're dancing. And you're so happy that you don't have to be the one picking up the chair. And then they pick them down. And you can see how the chassan's perspiring. And they're wetting and they're drying his brow and giving him a cold glass of water. And you've been dancing and dancing and you're getting a little bit out of shape and let the younger people dance a little bit. And of course you go over to the bar, and when you're visualizing, there's never a line at the bar when you're visualizing. You get a nice cold drink. You drink that cold drink. Great. You're ready to get back into the dance. And the dance continues. This is one of the best weddings you're at. Nobody pushed you out of the line. And now it's your turn to dance with the chassan, or your turn to dance with the kala. The chassan just pulled you right in. He pulled you. He saw you were there and wanted you to feel part of it. And he pulls you by the arms. Or the kala pulls you by the arms and you take him by your hands and you're kicking your legs and just smiling and smiling and smiling for those few precious seconds that you get your private time with the chassan or the kala. And then you give a big, big squeeze and a hug. And then, of course, it's your turn is over and you go back into the circle and keep dancing. You start thinking about all the people who are so happy. The father-in-law, they're just so happy. The siblings are so happy. And the night goes by very fast. It goes very, very fast. Those happy times, don't they always seem to go by so fast? And then before you know it, the benching is almost over. The Sheva Brachas is almost over. Kol sason v'kol simcha. The last of the Sheva Brachas. The band starts to play again. And at this point, the waiters and the waitresses doing their efficient jobs. Those beautiful tables are becoming bare. As they're cleaning the tables, cleaning them off, and they ask that tremendous dessert table that you had spent so much time working on. Every cake was better than the next, but slowly, slowly it's been depleted. And that one last dance, everyone's kind of tired and exhausted, but it's a good tired. It's a happy tired. One last dance with the chasm, one last dance with the kala. Feel your shirt. It's soaking wet. Your dress is soaking wet. You just grab for another towel to just wipe off the perspiration. You never sweated so much, but you never had such a good time. You get that last dance with the chasm, last dance with the kala. Just so great. You go over to the parents. One more hug. And then you slip out of your pocket that very generous gift. Wow, $500 check. Wow, that was a very nice gift. And the father-in-law was so happy. You know it's going to go to a good cause. Looking for your spouse or your friend. And it's time to leave that room. If you came with a spouse, if you came with a friend, you walk out of the hall, you turn and say, wasn't that the most amazing simcha you were at? It was so great. I felt so good. I felt so good for the parents. I felt so good. So good for the in-laws, for the chasm, the kala. And if you're even a deeper thinker, you feel so good for Hashem. That the Shechina is so happy. The Hashem was so happy. And now you go downstairs at the coat check. And they've saved your coat. Put on the coat. You're still talking about and that main course, that roast, that mouth-watering roast, it just melted in your mouth. You don't remember having such a good roast, and you commiserate. You are now walking out the door looking for your car. Getting into the car. Driving home, talking about different highlights of the wedding. And the excitement is beginning to get a little lower. Your ears feel that little ringing sound from all the noise, but things are getting calm. You're in the house, you get through the door, you gotta put your PJs on. And like every layer of clothing, you're just stripping it off. It's like so pasted to your body from all the sweat from such a wonderful, great wedding. PJ's on, say Kriya Shema. You're so tired, you don't even have to take a sleeping pill tonight. And you're out. You're just out. You're just asleep. Such an exhausting day. You just fall asleep into a deep sleep. next thing you know, 6:15, the alarm rings. It's time to get up. Get up for Minyan, guys. Ladies, time to get up. Have a coffee. Time to exercise. Start your next day. Start your next day. How much of the joy is still there? It's a faded memory. Back to davening. Back to doing your daf yomi. Back to learning what you learn. Back to going to work. Back to driving a carpool. Back to a regular day in your life. But the memory of that wedding is so vivid. But right now it's a regular day for you to continue with your life. Okay, we're going to stop with that.